Good morning, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy, where we discuss everything relationships. We also talk about manifesting. We talk about tapping into your inner power and letting go of any toxic relationship that is keeping you stuck in your life. So I have been moving house, so I've been a little bit quiet on here, but I wanted to hop on today to have a conversation with you, to have a little chat about your relationship and basically the importance of knowing what it is that you truly want and don't want in a relationship, and how important it is to know that in your absolute bones of who you are. Because I think when we don't really know, that is when we can accept subpar behavior and start accepting treatment that isn't actually very healthy for us. It's as though we don't have our emotional boundaries in place. We don't understand what they are, maybe. And we haven't actually got a clear picture in our minds of that ideal relationship and what it means for us to have that. I mean, sure, we may think we want someone that treats us really nice. We want a great guy. We want the romance. We want all that. We tend to think quite superficially. But it's really important to, especially as you get older, to dig down deep and literally ask yourself, what do I really want? What do I really need? What do I bring to my relationships? And how can I attract that, have that? What is it that I need to do? So before we get into that, I just want to ask you a question today. And I've been reflecting a lot on my own life recently, and I love to share some of my life stories with you because I hope it can help. And I know from the feedback that I do get that it definitely does. But the question I have for you, if you are in a relationship right now and you're uncertain and you're not feeling the best or whatever, the question to ask yourself, are you happy? First of all, are you happy with you? Are you happy with yourself? Because this is really important to get, right? We can oftentimes feel that a relationship can complete us and add to our life and, you know, take our pain away and all that kind of thinking, which of course is not the best way of thinking, because nobody can do that work for us. We have to have that in our own selves. We have to actually have that. So ask yourself that question. Am I happy? Do I enjoy my life? Can I improve? And if you can answer that question and say, yes, I am happy with me, but I'm not happy in this relationship. And then you have to ask yourself that question. You're in this relationship. It may be difficult to leave, because I do understand. Oh my gosh, believe me, I know it more than anyone how difficult it can be to leave a relationship for so many different reasons. But does that person bring added happiness? Does that person add to your life? Does that person bring out the best in you or the stress in you? Something I say quite a lot. Is that person good for you? Because we can get along with a person and we can have our ups and downs with that person, but we can honestly say, you know what? I have my ups and downs with that person. We don't always agree. We do fight sometimes, but I really know my life is better for that person in it. So you need to ask that question. Is my life better because this person is in my life? And maybe the way I'm feeling right now is because I'm not feeling the best and it's projected into the relationship. Or is it that this person is just not good for my being? He is not good for my soul, or she is not good for, you know, for the person I am. And I know that's true for me. And I was in a relationship, and you know, the relationship was very much based on the chemistry side of things, and all the other aspects of that relationship were actually missing. And because it was a long distance relationship for a long time, I didn't notice that. And when we got together and living in the same situation, it became very apparent that I was just very stressed out a lot of the time, and I wasn't happy. And it was difficult being with somebody where our personalities completely didn't connect, and I found his emotions very up and down and unsupportive emotionally, etc. And I can honestly say I was happy with myself, but that relationship was not good for me. It was a head trip, and I was forever feeling like I was on a roller coaster of emotions, and it was very toxic. So it's really important to get really honest with yourself. So that's just that little bit I wanted to say there. But moving on to knowing what you want in a relationship and why it's important, and just a couple of little things I'm going to ask you to do today if you want to do it or later on. So like I said, the reason why it's so important to know what you want in a relationship and know what you don't want is so you have your emotional boundaries in place. And when you know what it is you want, and then someone shows up in your life that presents the opposite, you can confidently say to yourself, well, you know, he seems like a nice guy, but this isn't the type of person I want. For example, if you love traveling and you like going out and about all the time, and this person just loves watching TV, then you're going to know, right? Straight away, this is not what I really want. And you don't need to have a conversation with yourself about, oh, but, you know, there's good points and there's, you know, this as well. There's this, he watches too much TV. That would obviously become a problem down the track, right? So you need to get really honest about what is okay for you in that in a person and what isn't okay. So it's a case of writing down a list. This is what I want you to do. Write down a list of everything that you desire in your relationship. And then write down a list of what isn't, your non-negotiables for a relationship. Like I said, if you're an active person, love being out in nature, and you have someone that, you know, doesn't like doing that or can't do that because he's physically not able to or just doesn't enjoy it, that is going to be a problem, because if you want to do things together on the weekends, go camping, go hiking, and that person just doesn't want to, there's a problem right there, right? So it's, you've got to write this stuff down. Like, writing it down is so therapeutic anyway, because you really get to know yourself more. You get to put it on paper. You get to sort of take it all in and go, this is what I need in my relationship. And this is my non-negotiables. This is what I don't want. So for me, I do not want someone that is looking at me to be their source of happiness. I want that person to be happy with his life. He loves his life. He's happy as a person. Because I've had this before. I've had it where I have to be a certain way in order for that person to be happy. And if I spoke the wrong way, said the wrong thing, didn't agree, then I would cop the emotional backlash with his getting on his high horse, getting aggressive. And that brings me to my second point. Another aspect of a person that I would not be able to handle. I can't handle being around people that are aggressive and angry as their general way of handling things. Their communication is bolshy and, you know, antagonistic and arrogant. Can't deal with that, right? I need someone that's easygoing, chilled, but passionate and wants to do things. And that's really important for me, as well as a great communicator, can communicate his feelings and all these things. So that's my list, and there's many, many more, but you need to know your list. So write down what you absolutely want and what is your non-negotiables for your relationship, right? You've got to know that, guys. And then what you do is you create a vision in your mind of how that would feel. Notice the word feel. How that feels to have that relationship, and then act and live and breathe as if it's already happening in your life. And I know that is a really hard thing to do when you can look around at your life maybe right now and say, well, I don't have that great relationship. I don't have that lovely lifestyle I want. I don't have those things. How can I act it if it's not already here? Well, that's the secret to manifesting and creating, is to feel it as if it's already happening, and it will yield towards you, and you will then embody that exact experience. And I've seen this over and over and over again in my life happen. I'm still a work in progress, guys. There are things in my life that I am, you know, still working on, But then I look back to where I was, to where I've come, to where I came from, to where I am now, and I think, wow, look how much I really have manifested, created, and been able to do because I knew what I wanted, right? Because remember, whatever's happening in your life now is you once created, you thought about that relationship, you thought about having a relationship. Yes, you didn't create the toxic and all that horrible things that are happening for you, if that is your story, just like I didn't. But what we did create was our own choices based on our own lack of self-love, our self-worth, our lack of emotional boundaries. So we have to always own our stories. We have to own the part we play, which is we chose those particular situations. Just like, you know, that was a hard one for me. It was like, how, you know, this person's abusive. How could I have manifested or chose this? Well, you didn't choose to be abused, Sally. You didn't have the emotional boundaries in place. You didn't love yourself enough to realize your worth, or that's my story. But we all have our reasons, right, for accepting things. And like I said at the start of this podcast, at the end of the day, guys, it's about being happy with your partner. You want to be freaking happy. You want to wake up in the morning and know that you have somebody by your side that you absolutely freaking dig. You really love that person. In spite of differences, in spite of upheavals sometimes, in spite of different opinions, there is a deep, deep love. And you need to ask yourself that right now, if you are in a situation, are you in love with that person, their qualities, their characteristics? And if you can say yes to that, and but you're still unsure, then possibly that's something within you that needs to be healed, or you might need to change your career, or you might need to get healthier or whatever, because sometimes we project our stuff into our relationships, right? And think it's the other person. But look at that person. Is he kind? Is he loving? Is he supportive? Is he a good listener? Has he got your back? Is he willing to work on things? Do you feel safe with him? Is he your soft place to fall? These are really important questions to know for yourself what you want and need in a relationship. Guys, it is so darn important. And like I said, get the image in your mind of that particular situation that you would like to manifest, see it and feel it, and allow that to come towards you by the way you feel. And that's about waking up every morning and choosing to be in a good state and starting your day with some meditation and some breath work. And please go back into my podcasts and have a listen to some of those podcasts that I have done on all this. So if that can be helpful to you, because I absolutely believe meditation is key to changing our realities and our futures, as well as, of course, healthy foods and plenty of sleep, etc. But really, learning to meditate and connect inwards is going to be a game changer, because we need to create a new mind, a new way of thinking and feeling and being to attract what it is we truly want and to let go of the things that are keeping us stuck. So it's really, really important. So that's my podcast today, guys. Not too long. Like I said, I'm still in the middle of moving. It is so boiling hot here. But I wanted to hop on and share that today. I had a few emails from some people asking me a similar type things. So just wanted to hop on and share that. So I'm going to love you and leave you. Take care of your hearts and keep your heart in your pocket until someone's earned your trust and love. Remember, if you're still single and seeking out a great relationship, allow that person to get to know you slowly. So I'm going off key here, but I just wanted to throw that one in. So I will be back in a few days to a week's time with a new podcast. So please share this podcast with anyone you feel may benefit. And please reach out to me if I can help you. Ask me anything you need. Hello@sallykalin.com. And I will get back to you. Sending you much love, guys. Have a great day.